FIFA defines who makes its football association, or because the football family. But I must state this, football is for football people. When I say football people, it does not mean that you, for instance, could not come in. There's no reason why dwarfs cannot sponsor you to contest. We created a model, of which model I thought was good. It could have been fine-tuned, but to take a stand that government will not be party to it at all. I mean, they know from the fraternity that I do not support that. Because, maybe for my business group, I consider our football association as a private-public partnership. Nobody, government does not run Kotoko. Government does not give money to Hearts. Government does not give money to Dwarfs. It's private enterprise which pushes it. But when we come to national teams, and he will tell you, when he was playing for the national team, we will send his ticket to him, paid for by the government of the day. And we still do that. So upon what reason shouldn't they say, okay, we will account to government that we've spent X, Y, Z? I don't think it's enough. If government puts in money, it should also be, it's a shareholder. It must have a vote. FIFA frowns on government dictating how things should go. That is interference. I'm spending money and I'm therefore nominating somebody to join that association. Once he goes in there, he's a member of the association.
For his part, a sports analyst and lecturer at Gimpa Business School, Dr. Kweku Fosu-Asare, called for the adoption of a national policy to address the dwindling interest of Ghanaians in the local league. He suggested football be made effective in schools to whip up the interest of the youth at a tender age.
Naturally, government will not feel too good because government injects money into the running of football, and government will definitely want to have a say. He who calls for, pays for the piper, calls for the tune. So naturally, government will not be too happy about that. But there were so many ways government could have influenced the way, you know, football is run in the country, in terms of policies, in terms of so many things, you know, to bring the game to the level desired by all. You know, our time, for instance, on the Professional League Board, we had people who had distinguished themselves in their various careers. Zag was a top administrator. Kojo Kwashi, Yao Larsen, the chief executive officer of Food Distribution Corporation, and a lot of guys who were brought on board, Kofi Halley from Registrar General and all that. And I was a very young man, and I learned a lot from them. But these days, you see, this model has changed. You cannot fall on crack administrators and distinguished technocrats in the system to come and help, because you need to be a director of a club, or you need to be a club rep to be selected to be on the Professional League Board. So in effect, we have lost a lot. What I'm trying to say is that even though government lost that aspect, we as a country also lost in the bit of getting technocrat and other professional guys who are not clubmen to assist in the running of football in the country. Things are evolving, and we cannot have maybe one person overseeing the running of the place for too long. So I would strongly advocate for that. But I will advocate also for the running of football in this country as business.
Former Black Stars player Augustine Ahimfo said the league board must be open for people from all walks of life and not restricted to only football professionals. He explained that the engagement of other experts will improve the administration of football in the country.
It is always going to be a problem because, like he stated, I've always held the view that in as much as I've played the game before and I wish to see some footballers in there, I would also want where people with that knowledge to come into this forum. Why am I saying this? Because though we could be football people, we might not have the knowledge in when it comes to administration of the game. And so I'm of the view that it should be open wider to allow people, businessmen and other people, to come in. But because of the constitution that we have, it becomes very, very difficult to allow others to come in. We should have genuine people come in. I don't know if a FIFA president is attached to any club. Neither do I know if the president of the UEFA is attached to any club, but they are up there. I think all is not lost yet. There is room for improvement, and we should build on the structures that we have going forward.
Those were views of panelists on GTV's current affairs program, Talking Point, which discussed football administration in the country.